splitting into a pair of events this year. The 21st edition of the Special Olympics for local students is ready to kick off next week. Banding together will be the Upper Grand District School Board and the Wellington Catholic District School Board, as well as Community Living Guelph Wellington and other local partners. The first of two events will take place May 14th and include students from Center Wellington and Guelph, held at St. James Sportsfield in Guelph. The second date will be for those out of Upper Grand schools in North Wellington and Dufferin the following week, May 21st. Nicole Wilson, a special education resource teacher in the Wellington Catholic District School Board, says the event heads into year 21 with a new and very fitting motto.
Our motto for this year is actually Make Today Awesome, which really just encompasses the event altogether. It's one of the only competitions where it's not actually about who wins and who loses. It's about showing up and having a good time and just watching and celebrating all of our kids who maybe don't get the same opportunities as our neurotypical friends. The focus is just on being celebratory.
1,300 people will be present for the kickoff between athletes, peer coaches, staff, and volunteers, with the opening ceremony slated for 10 a.m. Wilson explains there simply wasn't enough space to accommodate growing demand, which led to the shift to a two-venue approach. We've had so many participants, she said, in detailing the second event to be held at Orangeville District Secondary School. Wilson went on to say one thing will be in common for both days, an array of activities for all participants.
We have a range of events from a 50-meter walk/run, 100-meter run, 200-meter run. We also have things for our students who have different mobility challenges, so such as pop bottle bowling. There's a they shoot, they score event, a softball toss. So there's all kinds of events that hit on different ability levels for all of our students who are participating.
Discussing the importance of this event, Wilson says she expects it will bring nothing but jubilation to all involved.
I've been working in special ed for about 9 years now, and I maintain there is no better day. When you come to that sports field and you look at that event and you watch those kids, it's your joy. They are there, they're hanging out, they're having fun. I think that a day where they are just free to be 100% themselves, there is nothing better to witness. Like, it will make your whole soul so happy.
The ultimate goal, Wilson says, is for those at the event to feel happy, healthy, and loved in a safe space. Every student has the right to safety and belonging, she said. For a full list of events and additional information, find the joint news release on the UGDSB website. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.